We're in the middle of Mem Dalet, which, incredibly enough, we've been learning this for 2 years now, has psukim from the Yom Ne'eram davening in it. We're halfway through Mem Dalet. Mem Dalet, the Chaver talks about his mashal of Klal Yisrael to the heart of the guf. That just like the guf has a lave, which is very, on the one hand, gives chiyus to the whole body, but on the other hand, is most susceptible to disease from the body. So to Klal Yisrael, even though Klal Yisrael gives chiyus to the world, Klal Yisrael is most susceptible to all of the different diseases or bad midas of the world. So we're up to, on the top of page 107 in our print, Ba'yei rochik be'inecha shi'aymer v'kamuzeh ochein chelyeinu hu noisei. We had earlier that the king presented this pasuk, which the Goyim say refers to Yeshu, the chelyeinu hu noisei, he carries our illness. He gets punished for the sins of the world. So the question was how to interpret this pasuk. So the Kuzari interprets it, ochein chelyeinu hu noisei, that goes on Klal Yisrael. And what does it mean, Klal Yisrael carries the diseases of the nations of the world? That was a kasha, it makes no sense. So he's saying is that when the world is involved in what he called before sinna or other midas rois, the world, Hashem doesn't punish quickly the other nations of the world. But Klal Yisrael gets punished more quickly, the mashal to the heart that's more sensitive. So that's chalyeinu hu noisei, he carries our chayli. V'anachnu b'tzara v'aylam b'menucha. So Klal Yisrael suffers, even though the other nations don't. And that same tzara that Klal Yisrael finds itself in very often, siba l'sakna teresenu, it's the siba of the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, ubar habar mimenu, ubar his lashon bayrer, ubar habar mimenu, and it takes out the impurities of Klal Yisrael, v'yitzias asigim etecheinu, ubabereinu v'sekineinu yidbak ha'inyin alakiba aylam. And through that, Klal Yisrael brings ruchnius to the world. Now here, probably the most famous yisoid of the Kuzari, of all the yisoidists of the Kuzari, is what he says here. It's known, the Rambam, the Greek yisoid that the Rambam always brings, that the world is divided between Doimeim and Semeach and Chayim Medaber. Now very famously, you've heard of this, Rebbe Chaim, the Kuzari divide makes five. He says there are five parts. Yisrael is the fifth that above Medaber. In other words, it's not just human beings who achieved something, it's a suga, a sugla atzmai. So he says it here, this is where he says it. There are the things, hamoitzim, things that are created, which is the daimim, v'achacha tzimeach, v'achacha chayim, v'achacha adam, v'achakach zugula sa'adam. After that, the chosen from among the people. So that's his side that there are five groups. And everything is for the highest level. So we've spoken about this before, the idea that in nature, when you plant a seed in the ground, the daimim naturally gives its nutrients to the tzemeach. Everything wants to move to a higher level. So the daimim gives its nutrients to the tzemeach, not the reverse. The tzemeach is eaten by the chai, not the reverse. And the chai is eaten by the adam. Because everything has a natural desire to move up. That's why in the Mizbeach you have daimim, salt, and tzemeach is nesachim and menachis, and chai, which is the animals, and a person's supposed to see kilu b'saray nikra v'gavim Mizbeach. So that's the idea. Now v'askila hahu, askula hi, and that's a special level of Klal Yisrael, v'askula sasagula. Within Klal Yisrael, there are greater people. He says, "Vazeh seyde nisader maimer." Now he talks about the Shemini Esrei of Yom Ne'eram. We say, "V'chein tein pachtecha Hashem alakein l'kol ma'asecha." Then we say, "Tein kaved la'amecha." Then tzadikim v'chein we say, "Tzadikim yavayu, tzadikim yiru v'yismachu." Name shizkula saskula. Each is a level. So I like to explain this. In the Hakel HaKadosh, we daven for Gilui Kvod Shemayim. So the order is, Uvechein Tein Pachtecha Al Kol Ma'asecha, and then Tein Kavod La'amecha, and then Tzadikim Yirav Yismachu. It's the reverse. whenever you're mevakesh for less and then more. That's the way you ask. You don't ask for $1 million and then $1,000 and $100. You ask for 100, 1,000, a million. Avraham Avinu said, if you have 45 tzaddikim in the city, 15 tzaddikim, 45, 40, you ask for a bigger and bigger taiva. So it doesn't make sense. We say, Shemayna Esrei, V'chein, Teipachto Akol Ma'asecha. First we ask for Gilui Shchin on everybody. Then we say, Tenkavad La'amecha, then for Klal Yisrael, and then only for tzaddikim. It's out of order. So the answer is, each one is a bigger Gilui Shchin. In who's affected, it's less. But the first is Pachtecha, is Yira. Yira is Akol Ha'amim, all the nations can identify with Yira. And then we ask for a greater Gilui Shchin. The Ten Kavod Hashem La'amecha, Tiyul Ariyecha, Sipatevel Dereshecha, Piskapel and Yakum Lach, Simcha La'atzecha, V'sasin Lirecha. We talk not about Pachat. We talk about a greater Gilui Shchin, a Gilui Shchin of Simcha and Sasin. And then, Akat Tzadikim Yiru V'Yismachu, here we talk about the special level of Simcha that Tzadikim Amargish, the Deshem Skula Saskula. It's even a greater level of Gilui Shchin. So each step along the way is a Gilui Shchin to a more a special group in Klal Yisrael. And we have what?
You're asking for five people. They bring more Yishkina for five people.
That's less. It's a bigger Bakash.
Everybody. You're asking for the whole world.
Okay. If you're asking B'schus, then you're right. Okay. There's an idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes, when he takes karbanis from human beings, he takes the best. Right, we have an idea that Harisha v'Chabura, that Kadosh Baruch Hu starts with the best. Why should I start with the best? According to this, it's beautiful. What did he say? He said that the more someone is ruchnius, the more he's nimshal to the finer evarim of the guf. Right, we said that the dumas ha'ilam are like the liver or the stomach. So the liver stomach can have a small infection and still functions. But the heart is Klal Yisrael, the heart is very sensitive, a small infection, and right away it's a sakana. So that the finer it is, the more olul it is to be destroyed. That's why Bedekayim lo shilam avayin ha'mayri, until the smali sa'asan, they're successful, until it gets very bad, and Klal Yisrael gets punished for a small amount. So if the tzaddikim are the finer level, I don't know how you explain it in the guf exactly, what's more sensitive than the heart, a part of the heart, I guess, that's more sensitive, so then that's a tzaddikim yiru v'yismachu, and therefore, in line with everything he said, that would be the most sensitive part of the guf. So it's fascinating that we should come to v'chein te'pachtecha when we're standing here, like Kadosh Baruch Hu definitely has a sense of humor. We look at the third ma'amar and the fourth ma'amar and back to the second ma'amar, and the punkt that comes out of Erev Yom Kippur that we're holding, Erev Yom Kippur, we're holding.